In the end, Tiernan, a solid point for Derry, Texas at the second, but are you disappointed that we didn't quite get there after the second half performance?
Yeah, I am, to be honest. And listen, as I said, it's probably mixed emotions. They had chances too. There's no doubt that it wasn't a one-sided game. It wasn't one of those situations where we felt that we just dominated the game, because it certainly wasn't like that. They done really well, and I think in the end, the longer the game went on, I thought we were probably just disappointed that we didn't go and nick it.
Disappointed by the way they conceded it. You said you worked all week, and we know Drogheda are all about set pieces at times, and that's what they score for them, essentially.
Yeah, and listen, they're very good at it. They've got big men. They feed off first ball and second ball, and all goes with that. So I thought up until just that point, and listen, this isn't my disappointment. This is, you go into that changing room, the boys are hugely disappointed in the manner in which the goal they conceded. So that's something that we'll go and we'll look at. And again, fair play to them as a team. They don't shy away from things like that. We'll watch that again on Monday, and we'll assess that, and we'll look at how we could have done it differently, and we'll go again, and that's the bottom line.
Second half was really exciting with really fast breaking out football, and the speed of Mickey Duffy and Brandon Fleming connecting well, but chances at both ends. Danny Mullen hits the woodwork at one each, and Mark Connolly being a colossus at the back, clearing two last ditch challenges, could have been certain goals for Drogheda.
Yeah, and again, as people will tell you, that the one thing that you ask before you go out is if everybody can give 100%. Your tactics don't always go the way they're meant to go. The players don't always play well. That subs don't always, you don't always get them right. But as long as everybody gives 100%, I don't think anybody can question every single player in that team giving 100% tonight.
You say that, and you're obviously aware of the talk back home in Derry about unsettled side, but with the players out there throwing, I mean, you've seen the way Mark Connolly played, you've seen the way Michael Duffy played, you've seen how Maher is a rock at the back too, so it doesn't appear unsettled out on the pitch, does it?
I think the big thing in it is that don't ask me if there's ask the players. If the players are unsettled, then I think you should talk to the players and let them tell you where they're at.